Today's podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek has the best prices for baseball game seats, not only baseball, but other events. Be sure to use code WMN to get 25% off your next purchase on SeatGeek.
Hey, welcome guys to the weekly podcast. Let's start off with our podcast joke. Billy was at an Astros game, but he left early because the game was literally trash. Today we will be talking about our predictions for the MLB team rankings, our predictions for the awards, and our player rankings. Hope you enjoy.
So I'd like to start out with some MLB team rankings. Let's talk about the five best teams in the MLB right now. At number five, I think we gotta take the Athletics. They went on that 13-game winning streak that was eventually broken by the Orioles, but they are looking pretty good this year. At number four, we have the Mets. Number three, we have the Braves. Number two, the Padres. And finally, the Dodgers at number one. The Dodgers have been looking decent so far. They didn't do very well in the series against the Padres, but they are still looking like the best team so far. Now for the top five worst teams. At number five, we have the Orioles. Number four, the Rangers. Number three, the Pirates. Number two, the Rockies. And at number one, we have the Tigers. The Tigers have not done much to get better. They might be better in the future, but right now, they aren't good. The last MLB team ranking we are going to do is the best future teams. Number three, we have the Mariners. Number two, the Braves. And number one is the Marlins. All of these teams have a lot of young talent and are going to progress and be good soon. That was our MLB team rankings. SeatGeek has been so generous to give us the opportunity to give back to you guys what you have given to us. We are going to be giving away two tickets to the Phillies and Milwaukee Brewers game on May 5th, 2021. All you have to do is go like two of our Instagram posts, tag two people in one of the comments, and good luck.
Now, let's do the best players. At five, we have Ronald Acuna Jr., very good young player. At number four, we have Juan Soto, another very good young power player. At number three, we have Jacob DeGrom, the best pitcher in baseball. Number two, we have Mookie Betts, a great all-around player with his fielding and hitting. And at number one, we have a no-doubter, Mike Trout. He's obviously first being a great all-around player. Some might even say he's the best to ever play baseball. Now let's talk about the top five overrated player. At number five, we have Pete Alonso, a good hitter and somewhat decent fielder. Not a top five first baseman, though. At number four, we have Kenley Jansen. He either saved the game, we got five runs. At number three, we have Blake Snell, a good pitcher, but not top 10 like everyone else says. At number two, we have Nolan Arenado. He is very good, but he has a lot of off games. At number one, we have Bryce Harper, one if not the most overrated players in MLB history. And last for player rankings, we have top underrated. At number five, we have Will Smith, catcher, a very underrated catcher who is probably the second or third best in the league. At number four, we have Randy Arozarena, a great outfielder at hitting and fielding, and went off in last year's playoffs. At three, we have Matt Olson, a great first baseman, and is probably the third best first baseman in the league. At number two, we have Nicholas Castellanos, an outfielder that I think doesn't get the credit he deserves. At number one, Corbin Burns. He is the best pitcher this year with a .37 ERA. He's also struck out 40 batters before walking one. And our last topic will be about the award races. For NL MVP, we have Ronald Acuna Jr. He has been hitting great and is a great fielder and will probably keep this up for a whole season. For AL MVP, we have Mike Trout. He has not won many as he should have, but he should win this year because he's literally the best in the league. For NL Rookie of the Year, we have Ke'Bryan Hayes. He has an amazing future and looks very good when he is playing. For AL Rookie of the Year, we have Yermán Mercedes. He's recently been going off out of nowhere, and he's leading the league in batting averages of .429 and has hit four home runs. Great for a rookie. For NL Cy Young, we have Jacob deGrom. Being the best pitcher in the league, I think he has a great possibility to win it this year. And for AL Cy Young, we have Shane Bieber. He won it last year and has looked decent this year and probably get better, leading him to probably win this award.